Lesotho Highlands Water Project has responded to more than 20 grievances from communities living around the Phudihadi Dam site, but it appears that the fallout is really just starting. The dam is in its phase two of a multi-billion rand project that supplies water to Gauteng, so it's particularly important for us to keep an eye on what's going on there. Ntakwana Ngatane is on the story for us. Ntakwana, hi. What are communities in that general area where the dam is being built asking for compensation for?
Well, good afternoon, Joanne. The main thing really is that communities were promised, which they should have been, that they would have compensation for their land primarily. And now advance works have begun, things like accommodation, power lines, roads have begun, and they're eating into that land, and yet they have not been paid. So that's the key concern from communities, that where is our money? Secondly, they're saying that they were promised that meager jobs, underskilled jobs that they could do would first be given to them before they're given to anyone else. But they see people coming into their area and working jobs that they can do, and they have not been given those jobs. Other issues are quite complex. Their compensation will be paid over 50 years, and they're saying, we never said we want to be paid over 50 years. They want some royalties. This has never happened before, because as you say, this is the second phase of the project. In the first phase, communities were some resettled to areas that they didn't want to go to. They were given money. They couldn't survive. But now they're saying, in addition to the compensation, we want to be paid royalties. 30% of the water that you sell to South Africa should come to develop our community in Phudihadi. And of course, the project is saying that is not up to us to decide. It's up to the government. So a myriad of grievances from these communities. And the LHDA, or the Lesotho Highlands Development Authority, is attempting to answer. But you can see that they are grappling, because they really were caught unaware.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me this is the kind of thing that should have been decided quite a long time ago. I understand that there is a group that's going to be taking legal action. And Ntakwana, if in the breath, the same breath, you could tell us what this would mean for our water supply in Gauteng in the long run.
I think, Joanne, the first thing that I looked at in terms of, as I say, someone should have prepared the project, first of all, to know what the community demands are, so that they are happy when the project is implemented. Now, I looked at some of the contracts that were awarded. Environmental and impact assessment, companies that were paid 12 million. Another was paid 71 million for a resettlement consultancy. Now, this says to us that someone must have told the project what the communities want. So now, if you look at what they're supposed to be doing and where they are, there seems to be quite a wide gap in terms of the expectations of the people, as well as what the project expects to be doing. So now what CINUDI Legal Center said they're going to do is they're going to take these grievances and they're going to represent the community and make sure that they get their demands, or at least some of them that they want or that they're asking for. So this is where we are now.
Ntakwana, thank you very much for watching that story for us. Ntakwana Ngatane, our EWN reporter.